Hello?
Hi, Helene?
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
That was really nice of you.
Oh, it's no problem.
It's just, did you hit me in the front? Did you back into my car?
Oh, no, it was more like a spray. Like, I was hired to spray a car that was there at that place, and I guess I just got the wrong one. You know, I don't know my cars very well, so I sprayed down the wrong car with this chemical.
Oh.
It's like a...
What?
Huh?
What kind of chemical?
Well, it's based on hydrochloric acid, but it's fine. It's just, it modifies the DNA of your paint.
Oh.
And I don't remember what color your car was. Was it...
Navy blue.
Oh, navy blue, that's right. Yeah, it's going to turn it into a kind of like a bright green, like the kind you see on those ricer cars.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. It's going to be like it's like day glow green, like fluorescent green. It's a treatment we do to certain cars. It's a service we provide, and we just show up there and spray it right in the parking lot, and we thought it was his, but it was yours instead. So, sorry about that. On the upside,
when
though,
is it going to turn color?
It should take a few days. It's genetically modified paint, so it takes a while for the DNA to kind of get in there and latch on and start changing the colors around. But it should, you'll notice it change gradually. Like, it'll start out as navy blue.
Oh, my gosh. So what do I do to not have a green car?
Well, you could hire us to genetically modify the paint to make it navy blue.
Oh, my gosh. But no, happy about this.
Oh, no, don't be sad. And no, this is going to be awesome because it's like a day glow green. This is like a really popular color these days. Like, do you have, by chance, a spoiler on your car?
No, I don't want day glow green. Oh. I'm an accountant. I'm very conservative. I need navy.
But maybe you'll get this green and you'll just start feeling...
Are you kidding me?
No, I wouldn't kid. I just say...
This is like really serious?
Of course, yeah. It's genetically modified paint. It's the latest thing on... If you look it up on the internet, it's a new thing.
Did you
just
cover my whole car with it?
Started doing... Yeah, well, you know, just the painted part, not the chrome or the wheels or tires or anything. That'd be silly. But
Well, I'm going to need to have navy blue.
We could do like...
I want my GM paint color. I had sparkles in it from the GM paint.
Oh, the sparkles will stay there. Actually, everything's going to stay just the way it is. Like, if there's any dirt on there, that'll stay there, too. It's going to become a part of the paint job. It's just going to... All the sparkles are going to be
the
more...
The dirt will stay on the car, too?
Yeah, because the DNA, it kind of fuses it all together and makes it a part of the car. Hopefully, you had a clean car that day.
No, I didn't.
Ah, well, next time you'll...
Oh, I gotta have this taken care of.
Clean your car, you know? But no, it's cool. We could do like navy blue racing stripes or...
I don't want racing stripes.
Well, if you have day glow green...
I have a conservative Cadillac.
Well, maybe this will help you let your hair down once in a while.
I don't want to let my hair down. Well,
why not?
Serious?
I'm just saying, if you have the green car, I may as well just make a few changes and... Live a little...
No, not with my car. I'd live with my hair, but not my car.
You'll make your hair...
My car is expensive.
You'll make your hair day glow green, even though you're conservative?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that you can change.
Yeah, well, you can change your car, too. It's just a paint job. Actually, this is better than a paint job. It's better for the environment. It's genetically modified paint. So
your note says you dinged my car.
Oh, ding?
That sounds to me like you hit it.
Oh, no, that's an industry term. Ding means it's a modification. It's like it's an acronym. I forget what it stands for. I think genetics in there somewhere, though. Probably on the G part.
Well, I need to have something. Let me talk to my husband and I'll call you back.
Oh, is he there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I could talk to him. I'll set things right. I'll convince him that he needs a day glow green car.
I mean, this is so weird.
Yep, it's an unfortunate
this is very
mistake.
Strange.
It's an unfortunate mistake.
Why would you put this on a dirty car?
Well, it wasn't that dirty. It was just a little. But I mean, the dirt's not going to look like dirt. It's going to be green dirt. It'll be there. It might look a little bit lumpy next to the paint.
Well, here's my husband.
Okay.
I'll have you talk to him.
Okay.
Why do you paint it? What is your name?
My name is Bob. Bob Dave?
Bob.
Yep. And
okay, and you painted my wife's car?
Well, we didn't paint it. I mean, you can look at it and see it's not painted. We did this coating on it. It's genetic.
Why did you do the coating?
Because we thought her car was someone else's. It looks very similar to this other car we were supposed to do that was in the same parking lot.
It wasn't in a parking lot.
Well, wherever it was. I don't know where it was. My employees went over there and did it. But it genetically modifies the paint. It's going to turn it into kind of a day glow green. And your wife's saying she doesn't want that?
Okay. Well, give me your name and...
oh, I already did. Remember? I told you my name. I also told your wife my name. Didn't you guys write it down yet? I mean, I wrote...
Who do you work for?
It's a car painting company. It's Roy's Car Painting Company and genetically modified paint appliers. But it's not a big deal. It's going to look better. Like her car was.
You don't. What's the name of your employer and what's the phone number?
Oh, I already told you that. I keep telling you things and you keep asking me the same question again. It's like
your
you don't listen.
Bob.
It's also.
Okay.
It's kind of like you don't listen.
I don't.
Why don't you listen better?
Pardon?
Look, can you tell that lady in the background to just please shut the fuck up? We're trying to have a conversation, and you can't hear me when she's...
You're nuts. You're nuts.
When she's yammering on. Aw, we lost him. But I think I should call her back and just let her know it's a prank call, because she seemed very upset about the whole paint job thing.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. I think I was driving kind of in a mountainous...
You don't sound like a rational, sane person.
Why would you say that?
Pardon?
Why would you say that? I was actually calling back to just explain things to you.
Who's your employer?
Okay, I'm going to come clean with you, okay? I work in a call center where we do prank calls.
You're nuts. Goodbye.
Why? I'm trying to...
Ding-temba. Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your love nuts. Such a phone loser beckons you. Sorry about that, Dean, but don't you read.
I kind of hard to believe you'd be messing with my blood nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
This
or
sound?
Is it an asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
D-temper. Pretty girls, hotboxing your Dodson truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones, waiting for calls. He loves phones, only phones. Somebody calls.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 498. And that intro was by Liz Darwin. Thanks, Liz Darwin. This episode is brought to you by Lion 9, DeLorean Jackson, Miss to John, I See You, and I Regret Jumping. Thanks, you guys, for being supporters of the show. And thanks to the brand new supporters like Skate and Destroy. It's Hate and Destroy. Get it? It's like Skate and Hate put together. It's very edgy. David G., Chad R., Maruki and Christine, thanks for signing up for the Patreon, you guys, at patreon.com/phonelosers. That's the place where, if you like this show, you can support it and make more shows happen and get access to secret shows at patreon.com/phonelosers. I've got a couple things to mention here before we get started with the show. Number one is that we've hit 500 supporters on Patreon. We actually did that last month, too, but then when I got ready to mention it a couple weeks ago, I looked on the Patreon and we were back down to 491 or something. So I'm like, crap, okay, maybe next month. But overall, for the month, it was 500 last month, and this month didn't start out at 500, but it's up to 500 now. So maybe when the end of the month gets here, it'll go back down again. but then hopefully it'll go back up and we'll just be at a consistent 500. But 2 months in a row, congratulations us. Thanks everybody for supporting this show and making it so that even when I'm away from home for weeks at a time, I'm still feeling obligated to do shows, which is a good thing. This is fun. I needed to say thank you to Patrick. He sent me a 3D printed hard drive mount for my 360. Not my Xbox, but my, what do you call it? I don't know. It's not here with me, away from home. You know, my soundboard thing that I upgraded recently. I replaced the hard drive with an SD card so it wouldn't sound like it's from the late 90s. And I just had the SD card circuit board thing in there, just sitting in there. It's like taped to the old hard drive. And Patrick, he was nice enough to just 3D print me a hard drive mount for that thing. And it works perfectly. It's amazing. Thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate that. Today is Friday, September 14th, 2018. And you know what that means. Tomorrow is Saturday, September 15th, which is the Chicago meetup. Sorry, everyone. I'm not going to be able to make it. No, I'm just kidding. I will be there. I'm going to get up tomorrow about 5 in the morning and try and get there by noon. I've got to drive for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. But we are meeting somewhere. Shit, where is it? Like, it's got to be announced by now, right? Let's look at my events page on Facebook. And, of course, I don't see it on here. Where the hell is it? All that's on here is a bunch of bullshit invites. Okay, I'll go to snowplowshow.com. It's in the show notes from the show I did earlier this week, I think. Yeah, there it is. We are hosting a public meetup tomorrow from noon until about 5 p.m. And it is at Emporium Logan Square, which is at 2363 North Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. But what is it? Like, it's an arcade, right? Yeah, there it is. There's a picture of it. I see pool tables, I see video games, it looks like a big crowded place, and I guess we're just going to be kind of hanging out there, so go to that place, Emporium Logan Square. I thought it had a name, like a name of a barcade or something. Maybe that's it, it's just called Emporium Logan Square. They must have switched locations, I thought it was something else. But anyway, go to that place tomorrow at noon, between noon and 5, and I will be there, Carlito will be there. Jag TV is going to be there, Laugh Track Matt, G-Ad, several other people, a bunch of people have said they're going to be there. So I guess this is going to be a fairly big meetup that we're going to do. So look around for us. I'll probably be wearing my black PLA shirt, you know, the Wisconsin Bell motorcycle shirt, maybe. I don't know. I'm not planning what I'm going to be wearing, but look for me. Look for all of us. Say hello. Challenge us to video games and stuff, I guess. Maybe a game of pool. I suck at that. It's going to be fun. So everybody be there. I'm going to put links in the show notes to the event page and to the Facebook group page for it. And if you are anywhere near Chicago, you need to come to that and say hi. All right, I'm going to play a call that King Richard sent to me. And I know I usually play calls from other people at the end of the show, but this is pretty weird and everybody needs to hear it immediately. It's a short call. They were trying to steal my shtick by calling apartments, and this is what happened. It's...
Thank you for calling Liberty. How may I help you?
Hey, I'm a tenant here, and I just had a quick question about paying rent.
Okay.
So I accidentally loaded my paycheck onto a Target card.
Nice premise.
Like a gift card.
Like that. Oh, okay.
And so I paid my rent to Target, and they said that they would forward it on to you. I'm just wondering if you got that.
Teehee.
You sound like my friend Steve Dave. Is this a joke?
Your friend Steve Dave?
Yeah, Steve hell? Dave from the corporate office.
What I'm not the with corporate. Hell? I'm just a tenant.
Okay, good deal.
When's the last time you talked to Steve Dave?
Oh, I talk to Steve Dave all the time. He has a friend named Steve Dave Roy. They're just a couple of guys I know that sometimes make interesting phone calls to apartment buildings.
Why does this never happen to me? I've never called a place that I can remember. I mean, except when I called that 7-Eleven and Murdoch worked there. But King Richard and I Regret Jumping, they actually called a random apartment building, they claim. I have no reason to think they're lying about this, although I'm a little suspicious. And the guy actually knew about phone lizards.
Kind of just feels like one of those, especially since you're not giving me your unit number.
That's
sound like losers.
They sound like a bunch of losers, if you ask me.
Yeah, and it's funny because Roy and Steve Dave, I think they might be names to hide Brad Carter
as the
real name of it.
So weird.
Where did you get that name from?
This guy Brad, he has a show. It's called The Snowplow Show.
This guy knows all about me.
The Snowplow Show.
What a fucking creep, right?
Yeah, it's for snow enthusiasts. Snowplow enthusiasts, but sometimes...
But what does that have to do with phone calls?
Well, you know, I mean, you'd have to ask him, because, you know, it's snow, cactuses, all the good stuff.
Cacti. The plural of cactus is cacti.
All the buzzwords.
It sure is. It sure is.
Do you listen to the show?
Yes, I heard about the Snowplow Show from the Dick Show. Another podcast.
Going on their
Brad
show.
Called in as Kevin Landwy.
Sure, paid off.
I've been listening to the Snowplow Show ever since.
How long have you been a fan?
Yeah. I want to say like 6 months.
Have you ever heard the name Ira Garrett Jumping?
Oh, shit. That's how it's pronounced? I didn't know that.
I always thought it was pronounced I Regret Jumping, but...
This guy knows
you're pronouncing it wrong.
You're pronouncing it wrong.
That's crazy. This guy knows everything about PLA. Some random apartment complex worker.
Like, longtime fans know him as Ira Garrett Jumping, and it just kind of gets slurred together as I Regret Jumping.
That. Yeah, it's kind of like how... It's kind of that mix-up.
Today's show is sponsored by Lion 9, DeLorean Jackson, Mr. John, ICU, and Ira Garrett Jumping. I just want to correct that. Apparently, I've been saying it wrong all these years.
Like pin versus
sorry,
pin,
Ira.
You know,
ever joined the PLA Discord? Not that I know anything about
PLA
that.
Of course not, because you're just a tenant. But no, I haven't been in the Discord. Joined a couple of Mixlers.
MixLR
here and there.
Yeah, it's MixLR.
What was your username?
Peen Wienerstein.
Peen Wienerstein. I thought this call was recorded for quality assurance.
So Peen Wienerstein is the name that Dick from the Dick Show goes by on Twitter, and I guess on Discord too. So I don't think this is Dick we're talking to. They're talking to, I mean. This guy's full of shit.
Train
the people how to pronounce Peen Wienerstein. Peen Wienerstein, join the PLA Discord and as Peen Wienerstein, please.
Have you ever heard of Olga or King Richard?
I have. Was she the one that did the joke about, like, on the most recent episode about the cordless phones in amusement parks?
I don't know. She tells really lame jokes.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know. Brad seemed to does think it was ever? Funny.
Brad doesn't know anything. He's a dummy. What about King Richard? Hey. What's your opinion of that guy?
Hey. Well, if he was King Dick, that'd be better.
Yeah, King Richard.
He's kind of a dick, don't you think?
You know, he can be, but you got to be in this business, you know?
That's true.
Otherwise, you can't do beautiful things like Ding Temper, you know? You can't. What happens to Ding Temper if you're not a dick?
Good point. All right, well, it's been really fun talking to you. Can you just do me one more favor?
Sure.
Beg Henrik to rejoin the Discord.
All right, well, let me do it publicly right now. Henrik, get back in that Discord right now, dude. You're fucking everything up.
Yeah, right, Henrik, you fucker.
Come on, Henrik, we miss
you.
You
are awesome.
All right, we love you.
Yeah, and all right, I love you too. Thank you so much for calling. You actually made my day a lot better. So.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Kisses.
Hang up the phone.
So bizarre. They just call up some apartment complex, and they're not only a Snowplow Show listener, they're also a Dick Show listener. Dick Show is a great show, by the way, if anyone wants to listen to that. TheDickShow.com. I listen to every single episode of The Dick Show, and apparently at least one of their listeners listens to every single episode of The Snowplow Show. So thanks for sending that in, King Richard, and I Regret Jumping. I miss Henrik, too. Let's play a quick song by Henrik right now. Try dojo. I'm going to do some car ding numbers today, believe it or not. 14 days into September, ding timber, whatever. I'm finally going to do some car dings. I guess both AXPA and Dwight are managing the car ding number this year. So I got a hold of AXPA, asked if he had any for me. He's like, sure, and gave me these numbers. Looks like I have 9 or 10 here. And I didn't ask for the voicemails. He gave me the voicemail in one of them because it sounded kind of funny. But who needs the voicemails? He just kind of gave me the number and wrote out a description of what they said and what they sounded like, what their names are, if they gave their names. And I'm going to try and call some of them right now, see if they pick up.
Hello.
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car about dinging it.
Oh, yes. Hi, Roy. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Sorry about that.
You know what? To tell you the truth, I can't tell where you did.
It's kind of on the passenger, back passenger. But on the side.
Quarter panel?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look again. I've looked a couple times kind of around the car. I haven't. Did you see a mark that?
I thought I did. It might have just been from my vantage point. I'm in a wheelchair. And,
okay.
An electric wheelchair, and I got a hand cramp, and I just kind of,
You hit it with your chair, not with your car.
Yeah, but repeatedly, over and over and over.
Oh, jeez, okay.
There was a girl, I was trying to ram into her, because it's like kind of,
oh, nice.
It's how I meet
trying
women.
Trying to take her out?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's something I do, like I just say I have a hand cramp, and they feel sorry for me. But she, like, dodged out of the way, and I hit your car instead.
Okay. That's funny.
Yeah.
I will take a look again, Ray. To tell you the truth, I haven't seen anything there. So.
All right.
I'm not overly concerned.
That's good.
I mean, I don't even know what I would do if there were, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I'd pay for it if it was a problem.
Well... Let me take a look again, and I'll see. I mean, I didn't know where to look. I appreciate you leaving the note. That was very nice of you.
Yeah.
I will take a look again, and is this a good number to call you back? If I do
this one or the other one I left. They both go to this phone.
Okay. I'll take a look again. But again, I. Couple times I've looked around the car, I haven't seen anything, so I think you're pretty much in the clear.
Okay. Well, great. Just let me know if you do.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks, Roy.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Well, shit. That was boring. Guy didn't get upset at all. The note on here said that he sounded pissed, so I thought he was going to get pissed off, but nope. Nicest guy ever. What an asshole. Oh, look at this. We got an incoming call. And it's from an area code I was trying to call earlier. Hello, this is Roy.
Oh, hi, this is Judy.
Oh, hey, Judy. I guess I dinged your car.
Pardon? Yeah, you dinged my car. My husband wanted to know if you had insurance.
I can pay for it. I don't have a car. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm in one of those electric wheelchairs, and I was coming toward your car, and I had a hand cramp, and I just ran straight into your car.
Oh, the wheelchair. I thought it was your car.
No, I'm in a wheelchair. It's kind of my car, but, it's like a wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
But, my hand was on the little button that makes it go.
Mm-hmm.
Little video game thing, and I got a hand cramp, and I just ran straight into your car.
Oh, okay. My husband needs to go because I think he just needs a paint job, and you're in a wheelchair and you don't drive a car. But she wanted your phone number to talk to you.
I see. Yeah. Well, can I be honest with you? Hello.
What is it?
Well, I was actually trying to hit a girl. There was this girl next to your car, and I was trying to hit... I was, in my wheelchair, and I was going really fast, and I was trying to ram into her, and she moved out of the way, and I hit your car. Because that's how I meet girls. I run into them, and I'm like, oh, hand cramp. And, you know, that's a conversation starter.
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah, but then she moved out of the way. And then I just, you know, I was trying to get her attention. So I just kept backing up and ramming into your car over and over. Like several times, just over and over.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Like I said, we have insurance on the car.
Yeah.
But it's all scratched up there.
Yeah, well, it's just in the back, right? In the back?
No, it's the passenger side.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's my side, yeah.
Yeah, but your side on the back, sort of?
No, it's on the front fender.
Yeah, well, I don't know cars that well, because I can't get in one. I'm in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
But yeah, I pretty much purposely did it. I just kept ramming over and over and over. I was hitting the backup button and hitting the forward button, like high speed, over and trying to get this girl's attention, and she was completely ignoring me.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you do that.
Yeah, I was trying to get her attention, though, because it's hard for me to meet girls in a wheelchair.
Right. Well, like I said, my insurance still wanted to talk to you, so it's between you and my insurance.
Yeah, you can give them my number if you want. I'll just tell them I was trying to meet a girl.
Sure. I only have your first name. What's your last name?
It's Zurbel.
How do you spell that?
Gherbz. It's kind of the girl's fault, though, really, when you think about it. Because she moved out of the way. I was trying to hit her really hard. I was trying to hit this girl.
Yeah.
And she moved out of the way, so it's her fault.
Right. So, you know, but my car's damaged. That's what needs to be paid, is the damage in the car. And that's what I'm telling you, Roy. So,
yeah, if I would have got that girl's phone number, I would give you her phone number.
But she didn't damage the car. It was your wheelchair. Yeah, I don't want to discuss it with you because, like I said, we're taking the car in. Or whatever they do at the auto body shop. I mean, my husband's taking it in today at 1 o'clock.
How much is that going to cost?
We don't know. Hmm. So we're trying to get an estimate.
Yeah. Yeah, let them know a wheelchair hit it. Maybe you'll get a discount. I use that all the time to get discounts.
Yeah, I'll say you're in a wheelchair you don't own an automobile.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh, yep. I'm not allowed to drive an automobile.
The number shown here, what is your phone number? Do you live in California or here in Vegas?
Yeah, I live in Vegas. It's just I have this number.
Okay. What is it, a 702? I mean, I'm on my phone right now.
Oh, no, it's a 508 number.
Oh, 508. That's a California number.
Yeah, 508's California. Yeah, I was just trying to meet a girl. You know, I was just trying to run into a girl. If I see a pretty girl, I ram my wheelchair into her, and I'm like, oh, hand cramp.
Yeah.
And they're like, aw, look at you.
What's the other four digits, Roy? 508 what?
3125. I don't know.
Okay, but is 508, that's not the whole number.
Yeah, that's just the area code.
508, there's three digits missing. 3125 is the last four.
Yeah, the middle digit is 5.
No, no, there's 508 that has to be three numbers after the 508, and then 3125 is the last number.
Yeah, I was giving you the middle digits of the three numbers in the middle.
Okay, what's the area code?
508.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, Roy. 508-3125.
Yeah, 784. 784 is the middle.
Oh, 784.
Yeah.
So it's 508 area code, 784-3125.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I hope it does. I called you once and I left a message.
Yep, I remember that.
I don't
that.
know. Yeah, because you didn't pick up. It was just a recording. So I said, it was Judy, and I left my phone number.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember that. Like, it was ringing, and I was smoking weed, and I'm like, I don't want to answer this. And I just hit the FU button.
But I left you a message that says Judy, and you spoke to
the
caller.
That's why I tried to call you back, and you didn't answer. So I guess we're
right.
Even.
Right, what I was doing, I shop at Smith's. Where you're at, were you doing some grocery shopping there?
Yeah, that's where I go for my groceries. We're like twins.
Yeah, so I had to pick up some milk this morning, some cereal. So when you're on the road, I can't answer my phone because the police stop. It's a $50 fine for me.
You need one of those Bluetooths.
So when I get home, I noticed three calls from you. I said, oh my gosh, I wonder who this is. I didn't recognize.
That was me. I'm aggressive. When I see something I want, I call over and over and over. Yeah. Or I ram them with my wheelchair, you know, really hard.
Well, what did that girl say? You could have injured her.
I know. Like, there's this one last year I actually sprained her knee. She was a gymnast, and she had to quit gymnasticking for, like, 6 months because I hit her so hard.
Oh.
And she didn't even go out with me.
Right, but you probably had to pay her doctor bill, right?
No. What's she going to do, like sue a guy in a wheelchair? That's a hate crime.
Well, you know, when you're in a wheelchair, it doesn't mean you don't have medical. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually... I have medical. My husband has medical, so
that's nice.
But anyway,
I was just hitting your car over and over and over and over and over, like 20 times in a row, just to impress a girl. That's all.
Right, but then on trying to hit her, you kind of your wheelchair scraped my car, right?
Yeah, but it also scraped...
Yeah, I saw your note, because I was driving home, and a little note just slept in the air. It's really windy.
Yeah.
I saw your note.
It scraped up my wheelchair, too.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad that's the reason I wanted your number, because I'm going to need your insurance information.
Well, the insurance has to call you first, Roy, and then she'll give you all the info we have.
Okay, yeah, I'll need your policy number, because I'm going to get money for my wheelchair damages.
Well, not for me, because I didn't hit you.
I think it was kind of your fault, though, because it was parked there. If it hadn't been parked there...
I'm handicapped, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've had surgeries on my knees, and I was in the handicapped area. You know, all those handicapped spaces? No, it wasn't my fault. I was in the store.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if your car hadn't been there, I would have probably been able to run into that girl. But
No. I don't know how you hear your story, but anybody who's handicapped can park in that area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'm handicapped, too. I'm not in a wheelchair, but... You know,
yep, you're not as handicapped as me.
Yeah, I got my handicap from the bureau. But yeah, you know, you need to talk to my insurance, and they'll discuss issues with you.
Yeah, I was just trying to hit on a girl, literally.
Right. Yeah. You know,
hand cramp.
Injured her. I'm glad I wasn't out because you could have.
I might have run into you.
Be ornery. You can't be ornery like that.
I've hit other people by accident trying to hit girls. Like once I was trying to hit a cute girl, and she moved out of the way, and I hit an ugly girl. And that was a debacle.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yep.
Okay, I need to go because I
going?
Have an appointment, but I've got your name here.
What appointment do you have?
I'm sure to get in touch with you. Okay.
Where are you going? What appointment do you have?
Oh, no, I have my hand up. You're way out in Henderson.
You have your what?
My hand doctor. I've got injury on my hand.
Your hand doctor. Okay.
He takes care of my hand. So.
I see.
I might need surgery, too. Okay. Well, I've got the number here. Okay. Thanks for notifying. Okay,
right.
Bye.
I hope your insurance pays for my wheelchair. And there she goes. Yeah, that's the one I tried to call earlier, And I guess she wouldn't pick up because she doesn't have a bloop tooth. Like she's a damn hobo or something. What the hell? Another one. Crap, crap, crap. Where's the thing? Hello?
Hi, who is this? Somebody called me 3 times.
Okay, settle down. This is Roy. I think I accidentally dinged your car, if you're the person I called.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that was me.
Okay. Was it the back bumper?
Yeah. No, it was under the car, underneath the car.
How did you ding it underneath?
Well, by ding, I mean, I'm a street artist. I do spray painting. And I spray painted my signature word cactus on the bottom side of your car. I just climbed under there with spray paint, and I had a mask on, and it's a 7-color drawing on the bottom of your car.
You spray painted the bottom of my car?
Yeah, like the entire thing. It's like a billboard down there. It's mostly green. It's like 4 shades of green. There's some blue, some yellow, and some white.
Why did you do that?
I spent a lot of money on the spray paint because I'm a street artist. I'm a street artist, and I do paintings.
Huh.
So it's
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do that without my permission.
Well, no. Like I'm a street art. I'm a tagger. You know, like we go around and spray paint things. But we're not like a gang or anything. It's art. We're not just spray painting. It's like in gang letters, the word cactus, but it looks amazing.
Cactus? So where's the ding at? Which side?
The ding, dinging is another word for tagging. So I was leaving a note, just apologizing.
What are you talking about? You're apologizing that you painted my car.
Well, I just figured it's the least I can do. I'm not a street thug or anything. I'm just an artist. So I'm just writing a note and letting you know if you look under there, like when somebody redoes your muffler or whatever, they're going to see this amazing painting.
So you crawled under my car during work and did that?
Well, I didn't know it was your work. I just crawled under there and painted. It took over an hour. A lot of spray paint.
Where do you live? But which city?
You should see it though. I'm in Michigan. I don't want to tell you exactly where I live.
But and what is your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel.
Roy Gerbel?
Yep. I'm a street artist. I've been doing this for a long time. It's not a problem. It's not a big deal. It's just it's just art. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me just,
What?
Let me see. How do you spell your last name?
G-E-R-B-I-L.
Z as in zebra?
Yep. E-R-B-I-L.
Roy.
But you're not upset, are you? Because, I mean, it doesn't hurt your car or anything. It's just underneath.
Well, does it wash off?
No, it's spray paint. It'll be there forever. I actually sprayed a clear coat on it as well. So you're the bottom of your car is more waterproof than it was before. It's not going to rust.
Oh, my God.
They might have a problem. Like, if you ever need to remove your muffler, it might be harder to get off.
They're on the car to be doing.
Who's that? Who's that yelling?
Nobody's yelling. We're just talking. Nobody's yelling.
Oh, he was kind of
looking under the... What's wrong with you?
No, nothing's wrong with me.
This was a prank phone call.
No, he was yelling.
He said, "Where did you do it under the car?"
Okay, well, he sounded
like
he was
a prank phone call.
What? It's not a prank phone call. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is a prank phone call.
I'm a street artist. You tell him to shut the fuck up. Tell that guy to shut the fuck up.
What? Why are you saying shut the fuck up? What is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. He sounds like he's abusive or something. He's like yelling at you. Do you need me to call someone?
Oh, my God.
What?
Hey, listen, buddy. Hey, listen, buddy.
I'm not your
buddy.
Give
me your address.
I'm not your buddy.
Hey, buddy, you give me your address.
Listen to him.
I got your phone number. I've got a person that works in the IRS, and I can look it up, and I'll come and we'll send it.
That sounds like an abuse of government powers. You shouldn't do that. I'm going to report you.
Where on the car did you ding?
It's underneath. Like, you got to not be a fat ass and be able to get under the car and look. So I guess you
now
can't.
Now you're being abusive. So now we're even. So well, tell me where you pinned.
At least I don't beat my wife.
We're not married.
Well, whoever she is, does that make it okay to beat her if you're not married?
Huh? Does it make you okay to talk to me like this?
What's she saying? Sir? Oh, he hung up after he said that. There's no dedoot for me to hear when they hang up. So I just sit there and talk to myself, I guess. Wow, we got another callback. I just need to sit here at my computer all day and wait for calls to come in from people I called earlier. It looks like that was the one named Sherry, and the one before was Judy. I can mark her off of the list. Let's try another one here.
Hello?
Hey, Rod?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for leaving the note on my car.
You're welcome.
This is Big Dave.
Who?
Hey, you signed a note, Big Dave?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my spy name.
Okay. Very good. Can you tell me what damage you did?
Stupid listeners. I was installing a GPS tracker underneath your car. And I stripped a bolt. You know, I had to remove like a bolt thing to mount the GPS tracker into the car. And I got the bolt back on and the GPS tracker installed, but now the bolt's stripped underneath the car.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So I need to get the bolt replaced.
Yeah, probably. I don't know how you would get it off of there at this point, because it's kind of like more round than hexagon-shaped anymore.
I mean, okay.
I really did a number on it.
Well, why were you installing the GPS tracker?
I'm a private investigator. I was just hired to put a GPS tracker on there.
On my car?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea who hired you to do that?
Oh, I can't tell. It's I promised I wouldn't tell.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I sure as heck don't know of anybody that would have done that. But I will check it. Of course, I went around the car about four or five times trying to figure out what damage you'd done, and of course I couldn't see anything.
Yeah, well, and, it's up in the wheel well. You wouldn't see it from out, you know, just walking around the car.
Right.
It's just a GPS tracker. Don't mess with it. It's mine.
Well, it might be yours, but I don't need a GPS tracker on my car.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's part of my, you know, it's just my job, and, you know, just don't be removing that. It's a $500 tracker. I'll know if you take it off.
Well, I'm sure you will, because it won't be going anywhere. There won't be any place to track it to.
Why?
I don't want to, a GPS tracker on my car.
Well, just pretend.
If I knew some reason for it to be there, that's fine, but, this doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Just pretend it's not there. It's not a big deal. Everybody gets tracked. It's nothing.
Well, yes, I have tracking on my phones and all of my equipment that I use. So,
yep. See, who cares? What's it matter, really?
Well. When I get rid of the car, then it's going to go with the car.
Yeah, well, why are you getting rid of the car? Because it's being tracked?
No, because it's got a strip bolt someplace that I don't know what it's holding on to or what it's going to do.
Well, no, it's still, everything's fine. It's not hurting anything. It's just like a bolt that holds the front fender down. I just had to unscrew part of that bolt and, you know, put the tracker mount into that bolt and tighten it back down. But I was using metric wrenches.
Yeah.
Instead of Imperial, like a dummy. Oh. I brought the wrong wrenches.
Okay. Okay, well, if I get it off, just give me a call and I'll send it to you.
No, don't take the tracker off. You're not allowed. It's part of my job.
I am allowed to take anything off of my own equipment.
You are not. It's against the policy. I had someone sign a contract and everything. It's not allowed to be removed until this job is over.
Okay, well, you let me know when it's over, Dave. And I appreciate you leaving a note and letting me know that some damage was done to the car. And I will get the damage. I will get it repaired.
Okay, well, it's not damage. It's just a bolt. That's all. It's just a bolt that holds the fender on. That's all.
Okay, but thank you for the call and letting me know.
Okay, yeah, no problem at all. Like, you're not going to try and charge me for it, are you? Because I feel like it's kind of, I mean, we're even because the bolt was stripped and I kept, every time the wrench would spin around, I would, like, scrape my knuckles. So it damaged my knuckles more than your car.
Well, I apologize for that, but if I'd known you, it could have come over to my house and done it in my garage. So,
well, that'd be weird. That'd be awkward.
Like I say, I'm taking the car in for service here next week. Mm-hmm. So they'll be doing some work on it, and if I can get them to get it off, I'll get it off, and I'll send it to you.
Send me what?
The tracker.
No, don't take the tracker off.
Okay, well, you keep following it.
Well, I'll know where it's at. You can't turn it off. But just leave it on your car. It needs to stay on the car. It's for my report.
Can you give me an idea for how many years?
Oh, no, it's not even a year. Well, maybe not. I mean, it just depends on how long they pay me for.
I hope they're paying you a whole hell of a lot.
Oh, they do.
Okay.
If you try and charge me for that bolt, they'll pay for that, too.
Well, yes, that would be good. That would be good for them to pay you for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just
okay, buddy. Well,
just don't take the tracker, because I only have two of those, and they're expensive.
I bet they are.
Yep.
I bet they are. But, I'm finding it just about unbelievable.
Yeah.
Would want a tracker.
It's got a cellular connection on it, and it's got a camera. So if I see you poking around down there, I'm going to, like, get on the intercom of the device and yell at you to quit.
Actually, I probably have pictures of you around the car, because I got a camera in the car that would take pictures of any movement outside the car. So I probably have pictures of you.
Well, good. I have pictures
of you, probably,
too.
You probably saw the camera in the car.
Yeah. I know what kind of car it is. I know what you got in there.
Yeah. So.
I was inside the car, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I had to hook up the wire for the tracker to the fuse panel. I just piggybacked off of the cigarette lighter fuse.
I'm thinking maybe you've got the wrong car.
Oh, no, it's definitely your car. Why would I leave a note on the wrong car?
I don't know. That's what I thought. Maybe you had been drinking or something and did.
I wasn't drinking. I'm a professional.
Okay. I have no idea.
I don't know why you think this is so funny.
Well, I don't think it's funny at all, because I don't have any reason to be tracked. I'm retired. I live right here in North Las Vegas, and I've been here since 2012, and I don't have anybody that would be interested in tracking me, so.
Yep, that's what they all say.
Okay, buddy. Well, thank you for letting me know that I'll stop looking for dings and dents around the car.
Okay, yeah, and don't touch that tracker. If I see you down there, I'm going to yell at you through the intercom.
Okay. Hey, What? I might just get down and take a look at it just so you can yell at me. I want to hear.
Okay, and do it. You'll see.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay,
all right.
Buddy.
All right. I ain't your buddy, Chief.
You want to give me your name again? Roy? It's
Roy, but you can call me Big Dave.
You got a last name?
Zerbel.
Zerbil?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh my gosh. Like, nobody knows how to spell that. And you got it on the first try.
Okay. Okay, my friend. You take care and have a good day, and thanks for the callback.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You too, bye. So on that one, there was actually a voicemail that AXPA sent to me. Let's see if I can find it here.
Hello, Dave. This is Mr. You left a note on my windshield about dinging my car.
Ah,
and
Dave.
So I'm just giving you a call to...
He called me Dave.
...check in with you. My number is 08, and if you get a chance, give me a call. Thank you very much.
He sounds kind of like Dr. Demento. What's Dr. Demento's real name, everyone? Maybe it's this guy.
Hello.
Hey there. I left a note on your car and about dinging it.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Pretty good. Yep. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Yep. That's nice.
I appreciate you leaving a note on my car. Most people don't do that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a Christian. Like, did you see the damage?
I'm like, oh, I did. Yep. I did.
Yep.
What'd it's you... okay. So...
yeah, I was just, I was trying to hit someone. There was this girl standing just next to your car. And I was trying to hit her. I was trying to hit her, and she dived out of the way. And I just hit your car.
You say you was trying to hit her?
Yeah, I was trying to hit the girl.
Oh, wow.
She's a bitch.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said you was a Christian.
Oh, I am. I am, but, you know, Christians can get revenge.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She just kind of dived out of the way, and I ended up hitting your car instead.
Yeah, you did.
I guess I would have hit it anyway if I'd hit her, but...
yeah, you would have.
It would be more like she hit your car, so it wouldn't technically be my fault.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What's so funny?
I mean, that's weird, like, for you to be saying that you were hit, so you were trying to hit someone. Like, that's...
well, she was a bitch.
Kind of strange.
She was a bitch.
But you ain't got to run over nobody, though.
I know, but, like, she had it coming.
No, just drive by. We don't run over nobody.
Just do a drive-by? Is that what you said?
I said, just drive off. Don't run over nobody. That's not good.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm not going to shoot her. I'm not crazy.
No, nothing like that. But I appreciate you leaving a note on my car, though.
Yep. You're welcome. She got away. But, you know, I'll see her again. Eventually.
Okay. Okay.
She's got it coming.
Well, don't do nothing to her. That's not Christian-like.
No, I'm not going to kill her or anything. I just wanted to, like, wound her. Like, just hurt her legs.
Oh, wow.
No,
okay.
No, you're acting like it's weird. It's not weird. It's like, she's done some terrible things to me, too.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate you. I mean, I'll get it fixed, I guess.
Okay.
No big deal.
Yep. You need my insurance?
Not really. That's okay.
But it's not like a lot of damage, right?
Right. It's not. It's just some scratches, and it's okay.
I tried to slow down so I wouldn't hurt the car, because I only wanted to hurt her.
Yeah, it's okay. it's okay.
Yep.
I mean...
okay.
No big deal.
So, hey, you single?
I am.
Cool. Like, you know, what you doing this weekend?
Actually, I have basketball. I have sons that play basketball, so I'll be in tournaments all weekend.
Ah, darn it. Where do you play at? I could come and watch.
They play in Oklahoma City.
We can hang out after, get some burgers.
Yeah, they play in Oklahoma City. Give me a call. I'll let you know where they're going to be at.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
What's your name again?
This is Roy.
Okay. All right, Roy, give me a call. I'm Keisha.
Okay, thanks, Keisha. I'll see you at the game.
Okay.
I'm the one with the mustache.
Yes, sir.
All right. See you then.
Bye.
Bye. We need to have a vote for, like, you know, the top 10 creepiest calls I've ever made. I think that one might make it. Maybe. Maybe not. It's up to you guys. I bet you I'm not going to get any of these others to pick up. I mean, there's just two left. I don't know how many I've done now. But these last two, they're not picking up. They just don't answer. But maybe they'll call me back later.
Your call has been for...
Yep, that one's four rings, goes to voicemail. You know, I didn't tell that lady before. I was using my car to hit her. It's just my wheelchair, you know? Hand cramp. So it's okay. She didn't ask for any details. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Your call has been for...
No answer on that one either. So I guess we're done with car dings for today. I don't know how long this show's going to be. It might be kind of a short one. But at least I got a few car dings done, finally. Also, I missed Carlito's show this week. Did he do car ding calls on his show? Because I completely missed it. I didn't hear if he did do any. I should probably try and listen to his show tonight, this week's show. Or maybe just ask him. The whole time I've been doing these calls, by the way, I have been seeing pictures from Carlito hanging out with Laugh Track Matt. I guess he arrived in Chicago. Oh, and there's one from G-Ad. We're all in a super secret Skype conversation. Everyone's posting pictures. There's one of Jag with somebody. Not sure who that is. But hopefully I'll be joining them tomorrow. This isn't just some elaborate ruse where I get to Chicago and nobody shows up. All right, let's listen to some voicemails.
Hey, Bradley.
Hello.
This is Gordon Bombay.
Hey, Gordon.
How you doing?
Great.
How's your little pilgrimage going?
Just great.
A little trip to Chicago?
Yep.
Having a good time?
Tomorrow I will be, maybe.
I'm enjoying your show. It's been really good.
Thank
you. Good job there, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, you know what an underrated HOA prank is?
I don't.
It's when you call people to say that you're having a secret meeting about them. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You should do that again if you ever do a show again. All right, well, you have fun.
Oh, shit. Shit, am I getting a call? Crap. Okay, all right, hold on. Let's see who this is. Where is this coming from? Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
What?
So, basically, they're just trying to pull one on you.
Hello?
They'll probably try to get your information.
Wow.
And then go from there. Like, they might try to get your address, and then they would go. And they would know where you live and stuff.
Right. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Right, yeah. So,
I'm saying hello. Hey.
I don't think it was...
Lady. This is weird. Hey, you idiot. Can you hear me? My microphone's definitely on.
I just don't want to get the note, but
hey.
They'd like to have the note anyway.
Hey. Hey.
We'll get them that note.
Did he say he's going to get me?
Yeah, I believe it. They call me three times a week saying, oh, you got free money waiting for you. Come pick it up.
Yeah, right.
I'm not like that. I'm just a prank caller. I'm not one of those guys. Hey. All right. That was 2 minutes of them not hearing me. And I know my microphone is hooked up properly. They should be able to hear me. I don't know why. Like, were they not even listening? I don't know. That was weird.
Fun. Love you. Bye.
All right. That was Gordon Bombay. Yeah. Yeah. Great idea, Gordon Bombay. Call up a homeowner. Tell them I'm having a meeting about them. I actually don't remember doing that, but that sounds pretty funny.
Hey, Brad. Just good to be back in the year.
Hey.
Call and say hi.
Okay.
Okay,
great voicemail. Thanks for that.
Hi, Mr. Carter.
Hi.
What you do?
Oh, my God. So much small talk in the voicemails today.
I have a suggestion. To make things more confusing for recipients, you should spell out your last name, give it a little more French flair by spelling it Z-H-E-R-B-A-I-L-L-E. Z-H-E-R-B-A-I-L-L-E.
Okay, I'll
Jabail.
Great idea. I'll do it. All right, bye.
Hi, Brad. This is Dr. Goebbels calling. I was just wondering, what is the origin story of the name Roy Jabail? How did you come up with that? Thanks.
This again. I know I've explained this before, but originally, in the 90s, when I used the name Roy, Roy was a very perverted character. He really liked the gerbils. Because, you know, the whole Richard Gere and the gerbil up his butt thing was a thing. Was that a thing? I don't even know that whole story, but a lot of calls that me and Zach did involved Roy being perverted with gerbils. So his last name was Gerbil.
Stupid, but instead I always thought I'd like to share something that has changed my life that helps me decide when I should open my mouth or shut it. So it goes,
speak up.
Does this need to be said? Does this need to be said by me? Right here, right now? What could this accomplish? Yes, I'm reading. Don't laugh at me. Kind of out of the blue, but maybe someone out there needed to hear it like I did 10 years ago.
What's happening?
All right.
What? What the fuck was that?
Hey, Brad, just calling on in from Tempe, Arizona.
Hey.
And you said in the last show, it's kind of weird that, you know, you're my, part of my normalcy, I guess, like, being normal and everything. But, yeah. I mean, really, if I think about it, I mean, you know, it's my parents, obviously, and all that kind of stuff, but kind of true. Like, I've been listening to you, I guess.
I'm the only constant in your life.
How long is this stuff actually?
Not around? Normal. Like 13 or 14. Just constant.
I'm 18 now. So, like, basically the entire history of it.
Yep. I'm basically your father.
I think, at least. And, like, yeah, no, like, I haven't always been, you know, gone to, like, juvie before, gone to, like, different, you know, there's, like, troubled teen
bunch
camp
of troublemakers
thing.
On my show.
And, like, sometimes the only, like, a really way to entertain yourself is like with a iPod shuffle, you know?
Yeah.
And you can
one
get like iTunes podcasts on that. So it would always get like the Snowplow show on it.
I remember.
And yeah, you know, like eventually at those types of places, you get like to a certain point where you can get like an additional phone call. So like, I don't know if you like even remember me or whatever, but I would like used to like every now and then, like kind of rarely like leave voicemails on the, on the PLA voicemail line, and like, you know, I'd hear them played. I have to like
mean voicemails?
Manually sift through all the different MP3 files to find it. But no, it's true. Like, I'm not being weird. It's definitely like a symbol of like routine.
You're
know?
Such a jerk.
It's kind of weird how it turned out that way, I guess. But I don't know. It's yeah, you know, it's good. I like it.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Me too.
I liked seeing how it changed, and like, you know. When I got into like, the most legal trouble I've ever gotten in, like around the same time you did, well, like a couple months before. So I don't know. It's kind of like solidarity. It's pretty like, you know, I don't know.
We're twinsies.
Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, no, yeah. Anyway, awesome show. Whatever. Hey. Cactus.
Yeah. You too. Okay. Bye. I'm like your criminal spirit animal or something.
Hey, Brad. It's Colonel Angus Tears here again.
Okay.
Disregard my last message because I'm a fucking hobo and can't record a message correctly.
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that your show is the best and has got me so many lady saggy piss claps. Whenever I want to put a bitch in the mood, I just put on the Snowplow show. You set them up and I knock them down with some Colonel Angus Tears.
That's
cactus,
great.
Cactus, Brad. Keep up the good work.
Glad to hear it.
Hey, Brad. This is Bob Vance.
Hey, Bob.
With some advice for a carding call.
Okay.
I thought it would be really funny if to spice up the carding notes a little bit. You could go to like Walmart and buy something that's like hilarious, like Paul Blart Mall Cop on DVD or something.
Yep.
Something funnier than that. And write the carding note on the back of the receipt and then leave that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. I thought that would be a funny addition there. All right.
Everybody
bye,
do
Brad.
That. Everybody buy Paul Blart and then return it, because you don't want that. But they'll let you keep the receipt, and that's what you write your car ding note on. Hopefully Walmart doesn't put a bunch of coupons on the back of your receipt, so you have somewhere to write on.
Said if you're right about Facebook, I think my only problem with it was I was tired of all the people I know in real life's crap, but I think I'm going to make a new one just to engage with phone losers.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So you're going to stick it to Facebook by having two Facebooks instead of one. That'll show them.
Hey, Brad. Waggy McStabby here.
Hey.
Love the Since I Dug calls you did the other day. I think you should, when someone pushes a touch tone, just say, my sensei ears just picked up, you hit the number 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I should.
Bye.
Bye. I don't have my DTMF decoder here, where I'm at right now, but I'll try to remember to do that when I get back home.
Hey, Brad, this is Incredulous.
Hey.
I think I figured you out.
Uh-oh.
You're not Brad using a voice changer to sound like Carol. I think you're Carol. And this whole time, you've been using a voice changer to sound like a guy, hence Brad.
Dun, dun, dun.
So,
that's what it is.
I think we've caught you, buddy.
Crap.
Or should I say, Carol.
Yeah, you can call me Sweet Tits or something, since you figured out that I'm a female.
Me, Satata.
Hey.
Now that you are not at your residence, I shall now go into your home and see what I can find.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Okay. Well, I'm not too impressed what I'm seeing around here. There are lots of cacti, 4 local cans. Oh, look, Kitty. Hello, Kitty. How are you? Oh, a bad kitty. No. Get away from me, Kitty. No. Bad kitty. Oh,
sounds just like my cat.
Stairs into the situation room. Oh, there's still no. Oh, look, more pictures of cacti.
That's weird.
Oh, look, situation room.
Thought I locked that door.
There's a paper on the desk. What does it say? Oh, corporate sabbatical agenda. Oh, it is to the computer. Let's come to log in. Let's see. Oh, no! I jumped the alarm! So get out of here! Oh, what does this paper say? Oh, corporate sabbatical agenda? Oh, you want to be in Chicago this weekend? Oh!
Hey, you should visit. Okay, bye, Incognito. Thanks for breaking into my house while I'm gone. I should have known you'd do this again.
Don't call here again. Next time, I'm going to have the sheriff call you.
Oh, shit.
Got it, boy?
Fuck.
Brad,
okay.
Don't fuck with me. I'll call, have him call you, and I'll go down to your business.
I don't want that. Please don't do
business.
Don't do that.
So don't play, boy.
I'm sorry.
Don't play.
I'll stop doing whatever I did. All right, that's the end of that one.
Hey, Brad, it's Aaron.
Hey.
I'm like 3 months behind on your show. Sorry, I'm getting caught up now.
What the hell?
The reason for my call today is I was just thinking about how like 7 years ago I got really fucking drunk and I called you and I left a voicemail singing the Mildred Monday song.
I remember that.
And I think you actually played it on the phone show, but I never listened to it. And then years later I tried to find it, but the episode wasn't online anymore. But
yeah.
I just wanted to share that little trip down memory lane with you.
Yeah.
Have a blessed day. Bye.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Hey, Roy, it's Nassle Matt.
Hey.
Guess what?
What?
I'm going to tell you a place that you're probably going to have to blur out on here, so get ready.
Not going
to
do it.
There's a Sears in the town of Salem, New Hampshire, and they are currently closing, so I think you should give them a call and tell them that all the employees are going to lose their jobs and that they're not going to be able to pay rent.
Flip all the switches.
Bankrupt and lose their house and
prostitute.
It'd
be hilarious.
Drugs, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you should probably call them and make fun of them.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
I'll do that. I mean, you know, you could have just gone to snowplowshow.com/request and sent me the number and the idea.
You know, I fucked up. I think I said the wrong town. Such a dummy. Fuck.
Yeah. You idiot.
But
all right. Bye. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad. It's Danielle Serena.
Hey, Danielle.
Hope you're doing well. My last name isn't
great.
Serena, by the way.
That's what you just said it was.
Because you told me not to give out my last name and my last voicemail.
Okay.
But I just wanted to call because you're always talking about getting a call recorder for your Android phone and how you should try to find one.
Yeah.
There's one on Google Play. If you just search call recorder for Android. It's being advertised, so it'll probably be at the top of the list, but it's called Call Recorder Automatic Call Recorder by Call Free Caller ID Call Recorder by Call Team.
Wow. That doesn't sound scammy
at
all.
Yeah, it works really well. I use it on my phone. The recording's really, really good.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Danielle. I think the main reason I haven't gotten that is because I have this $60 hobo phone, like a prepaid and a weird carrier, and everything is incredibly slow on it. I can't run anything. Ever since the FBI took my good phone, I've been using a crappy phone. I just haven't gotten around to getting a better one yet. Every month, I say I'm going to get a new phone. I never do. So really, that's the real reason I haven't found an Android recorder yet. I'll get around to that eventually. It looks like that was the last voicemail, so that's the end of today's show. Thanks, everybody, for leaving carding notes, for leaving voicemails, for making intro songs for me, for spending hours driving to Chicago to hang out with us. I still can't believe how many people are showing up to that. And thanks for supporting the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks to today's sponsors, Lion9, DeLorean Jackson, Mr. John, ICU, and Ira Garrett Jumping. I think that's how you pronounce it. Your support means a lot, and I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to try and edit this tonight so I can get it released tonight, and then go to bed early so I can try and make it to Chicago in the morning. Be sure to keep an eye on the Phone Losers Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. I will try and tweet pictures and I don't know, any important information. I think Jag TV will probably do some live streaming from the bar. That'll be fun. So I'll try to remember to tweet a link to his stream if he does one. Oh yeah, also, the Ding Timber number. If you want to leave a note on a car that says, "Sorry I dinged your car," please give me a call. The phone number is 310-356-0801. That's the number you should leave on the note. And sign the note, Roy. Not Big Dave. Damn it. The name is Roy. Bye, everyone.
Brown Town have to do with anything?